welcome you for the second part of our little journey with the Holy Name. We first chant a little bit.
One more time, please, a little louder. Don't wish to do that or can't do that,
then we should sit before the deity and chant to Krishna. Sambandha means to chant in a relationship. Very often I see devotees also here during the summer camp, that they chant and they do so many things, they interrupt their rounds, and they are very distracted. What do you think will Krishna think of you when you speak with him and you are distracted? Have you ever been in a conversation where the person you were talking to was constantly making telephone calls and being absent from the conversation? What did you feel at that time?
Ignored.
Yes. I usually feel very frustrated when I talk to someone and he talks to someone else. If Krishna would be like us, he would say, "Hey, don't talk to me." That's usually what we say when we imagine I do a conversation with one of you, let us call him Miroslav, and I begin to address him, and then I do something else. I'm just not there. I call. I make yoga exercises all of a sudden. Mr. Miroslav will say, "Don't, no need to talk to me. Do your other things," and so on. But Krishna is fortunately not like that. He is more interested than we that we make a relationship. So today I will talk about Sambandha, chanting with a deep sense of relationship or connection. Before I start, I just wanted to say, this needs to come a little bit out of our own world. Remember the lecture this morning by our Bairagi Bhai, brother in renunciation, Swami, wonderful, I forgot his name at the moment, but please help me. Yes, this, Maharaji. Bhakti Theta. Bhakti Ananda Theta. Swami Bhakti Ananda Theta. He said something very deep. He said, this material existence is an existence where there will be troubles, either now or in the future. And the biggest trouble is when you are led to the execution place. That's the time of your death. Bhagavatam says every one of us is a prisoner who is led to the place of execution, because it's only a matter of a little time until we face our physical end. And he said, so many people try to improve their situation in this world by doing material things, but because they are in the wrong category, in the wrong place, so to say, they are really like fishes out of water who try to enjoy on the land. This is what many of us, even in Krishna consciousness, do. We try to look for shelter outside of Krishna consciousness. And this shows very much when we sit down. Some of us don't even sit down any longer when we try to chant our rounds. We just stay in our own little world. We stay on the land. We don't enter the ocean of the holy name, which is a different category.
There was once a very poor man. This describes very nicely what our situation is like. This poor man was pulling a loaded boat. There were many articles on the boat, stones often, upstream. You know, he was walking on the land and he had a rope and he pulled a boat against the current from one town to the other town. Am I clear in my... Can you imagine? It's a boat with stones, with things he wishes to sell, wood maybe, and he has to pull it up the stream. So he was a pious man. He often chanted the names of the Lord. Oh, Vasudeva, Narayana Vasudeva. He chanted this. And one day the Lord appeared before him and said, you're a poor man. You can desire something for me. Well, this poor man was thinking about his situation. And he was trying to
Go against the stream, pull the boat up.
He often hurt his feet on the sharp stones, and there was blood coming from his feet. He was too poor to buy a set of sandals. He had to fight for his life. Sometimes poor men who were pulling up boats were pulled in by the boat and drowned in the raging waters of the river. So the Lord said, you have one wish for me. Now do you know what the poor man did ask for? He said, when you are the Lord, you can do anything. Why don't you plaster my path, which is full with the stones who carry my blood? Why don't you plaster it with very soft silken cushions? Then I can walk very nicely. This is an example for someone who doesn't look for a solution by getting out of the problematic situation, but who wants to have a solution in the wrong category, the material life. Doesn't this describe most of us? That we have a life, yes, we have sometimes misery, sometimes happiness, sometimes we are with friends, sometimes we are with neutral people, sometimes we meet people who do not like us so much. Sometimes we have Lakshmi, sometimes we have no money, and so on. And we constantly work to improve the situation. But we never ever think that we could do something totally different. We could be free of material life by forming a relationship with Krishna. And being together with him. As long we chant without knowing of our relationship with Krishna, as long as we chant while staying in our little world of worries and anxieties or happinesses and achievements, my dear devotees, we will not get the real name, but we will be stuck with the shadow of the name. We will not meet Krishna, but we will only meet his shadow, in other words. Some idea about Krishna, some concept about Krishna, something which we have heard about Krishna, but we won't
meet the Lord. There's a German poet, I think some of you who like to read have read his works, Meister Eckhart. You have heard Meister Eckhart. He is a very deeply religious person, and he said, never has tired, never become tired to become that person whom you were once when you stood face to face with God. Should I say it again? Never tire means never become tired to become that person who you were once when you stood face to face with the Lord. This really means to start to chant, my dear Krishna, we have a relationship. I have fallen away from you. I have come into the world. The world is complicated for me. And I do not know how I will solve my existence and the questions in my existence without your help, Krishna. I turn to you today, Krishna, as your serious and sincere servant. Please do accept me. This is the idea in which we Gaudiya Vaishnavas chant. Once, there is a devotee in Vrindavan. Her name is Srimati. Have you heard? Do some of you know her? She was a teacher in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education until she had a stroke. Stroke, something which His Holiness Jayaprataka Maharaj also got. This it paralyzes you. And before that time, and especially now, she has taken full shelter in the holy name because that's what is what she can do. And she described her realization. She said, it took me 30 years to understand. The greatest obstacle to our advancement in Krishna consciousness is that we chant without sambandha. We take the chanting as a process, as a duty, as a ritual, as a sacrifice, but we do not have a real relationship with Krishna in the form of His holy name. If you really want to chant with the heart, we have to become more conscious. We have to change the way we see things. This is a paradigm shift. Nama and Nami, the name and the person whose name we chant, are non-different. We have to get away from seeing the holy name as a bunch of syllables and understand that Hari Nam is a beautiful dark cowherd boy known as Syama Sunda, who is chosen to kindly manifest in a transcendentally blissful form of syllables. To make it simple, the Lord is not something, or the Absolute Truth is not something, He is somebody. Have you ever thought about this? He's a person, Brajabandhu. Somebody. And when you chant, you are in contact, you can make contact with this person. When I was in America, there is this regular program. It is called Sadhu Sangha. Have you heard about it? It's where all our... It's organized by His Holiness Indra Dhyumna Maharaj. And it's very well attended. I think all the American devotees come to this festival. It's really full of it. Not all the devotees, but a big number. I think around 1,800 have come this year, and so on. This year I could not come to the festival because of some technical reasons, travel reasons. And the devotees requested me at the beginning of the festival to tune them in, to give them a little inspiration over Skype. So I was speaking in the computer in Germany, and then there was a big picture of me in America, and this picture was talking. Technology is a miracle. I told the devotees, if you want to be successful in this festival, you have to stop relating to the Holy Name as a known stranger. How do we say stranger? Stranitz. Stranitz. Yes, we got the right name. I'm trying to learn your language, but I'm so handicapped in my language. What is a known stranger? It's a person whom we somehow know. He lives next to our door, but we have never made a connection. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I lived in Hamburg, and next to our house was the house of the Westphal family. And there was one boy, he was my age, and I knew from my parents his name is Jens Westphal. I knew about Jens Westphal, and I knew he was a good boxer. You know boxing? I sometimes saw in the garden that he was fighting with other people and sometimes winning by K.O. I saw this, but I never knew him because I thought boxing is not my thing. I'm not interested in boxing. It's too slow. So then I never made a relationship with Jens until when I turned 50, and I asked my parents, is Jens still living in the other house? Yes. And he says he wants to see you. Mm-hmm. Really, is he interested in Krishna consciousness? Perhaps I don't know, but he's interested in you. And I said, well, yes, why not? Time. Let me meet Jens. So I don't know, he was living there long, long time, but I never talked to him. I thought he's a brutal person who likes to beat others K.O. And since boxing was not my cup of tea, they say, I thought, all right. So I met Jens, and we made a long walk, and we talked. how was life for you? I said to Jens, you are now 50, I'm also 50. Ho, ho, life, yes. And he told me about his life. He said, and you? We hear here in the town that you became a famous lama. Yes, there is a rumor about me that I learned flying. You know, just like mystical flying. I was a lama in Tibet, and then I was flying over the Himalayan mountains, but it was too cold, and then I crashed. It's one of the rumors about me in my home place. Hare Krishna. You can't always clarify all the rumors about you. I said, no. I'm actually a Hare Krishna devotee. Oh, what's that? That's a big subject. Are you interested? I'm so much interested. And then we talked, and Jens was actually very nice. And I always thought, Jens, I thought you didn't like me, and you were only interested in boxing. Oh, boxing. Who cares for boxing? It's too slow. Really? You thought like this as a child? Yes. So we talked, and he has become interested in Bhagavad Gita and so on. My point here is, Jens was a known stranger until I entered into a relationship with him. This, I think, for most of us, Krishna is a known stranger. We know about him. We talk about him. We have heard about him in the lectures. We read about him. And when everything is very bad in our life, we sometimes even pray to him. He remains a known stranger. And do you know why? It is because we do not have any conscious connection with him. When I came to the summer camp, I saw a little boy. His name is Sriji Prashad, to be very concrete. And I know something about the boy. I know he likes to play. He can play a whole day with one little stick and not get bored. But I do not know much more, except that he is a beautiful frizula. Beautiful is maybe not the word. A nicely cut frizula. So on. Now imagine, I don't know nothing about Sriji. I don't know how he looks. I don't know the color of his eyes. I don't know his frizura, his blonde. I don't know that he likes to play. I don't know what he likes to eat. I do not know his limitations. I do not know his parents. What is left if I don't know? Nothing. An abstract person. Sriji Prashad. Who is that, please? And I have no connection. Because I don't know his qualities and attributes. And therefore, when I hear the name, I cannot connect anything. If Sriji Prasad should cry in agony, I would know to distinguish him from anyone else. He's not really a person for me if I don't know anything. He is a stranger. So when you want to enter into the chanting of the holy name, and you have to make a relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, he's a bunch of syllables only, and that's highly uninteresting. Ha, R, E, K, L, S, N, R,
H-A-R-L-A-K-L-S-N-R. This is how we say in German, the holy name. It's a bunch of syllables. It doesn't mean anything. It's highly boring, in fact. It's not interesting. It doesn't touch my heart. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something very interesting. The only explanation of the holy name of Krishna, he said, is that he is dark. No, have you heard this? The only explanation of the holy name of Krishna is that he is a bunch of syllables. Not really. The only real explanation of the holy name of Krishna is that it's a mantra. No, but it's a mantra. Hare Krishna mantra. The only explanation of the holy name of Krishna that I somehow have to chant 16 rounds, otherwise I'm not initiated. That is easy to discover. Listen what Lord Chaitanya said. The only explanation of the holy name of Krishna is, this time it's correct, that he is dark blue like a tamar tree, and he is the son of Mother Yashoda. This is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures. I do not know anything about the holy name. He is Krishna. He is not something, it's not a mantra, he is somebody. What do you think about this? To understand this, is something which you need to practice. And I would like to offer now a little practice from Harinam Chintamani. A practice by which you can enter into something like a relationship with Krishna. It's a meditation which I would like to do with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you don't like to meditate, that's all right. Mm-hmm. You can just follow everything. At the end, do what you know to do, to sing, and that will be very good. But you will sing in a special way, and I hope you will experience a different type of chanting. I will ask you afterwards 3 questions. So I request you to participate in the exercise, so that you will have an answer to these 3 questions.
You were saying that good.
This is for my body. Sambandha Bhajan Bed. Is there someone on the mixing board?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, dear Prashanta, because you know English, then I give this sign. You please increase the volume on the
volume. Then I give you this sign. It means it has to be decreased. Yeah, this goes sound up, sound down.
My dear devotees, welcome to this exercise on chanting in connection given to us in the Harinam Chaitamani and also in
Caitanya Charitamrita. It's a very serious exercise. We will actually try to turn to Krishna and address Him from our heart. I would like to request you to sit a little bit straight. The idea of sitting straight is so that simple in Hare Krishna language, you will be more awake. It will try to bring your shoulders just to the ears, please, and then roll them back to broaden the capacity of your lungs to get air in. Let us do a few deep breathing. You can deepen your breath by really exhaling as much as you can. Bring it all out. We will chant now by turning to Krishna. And we will have three meditations or three concepts we focus. I'm your part and I'm your eternal servant. You are my only Lord and Master. I'm here in this material world only for one purpose, that is to re-establish my lust relationship with you. Is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm trying to surrender unto you. Please know I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service.
Hare Krishna, Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Krishna.
the first time I personally was lucky and fortunate enough to discover this point about sambandha, relationship, was when I was in Vrindavan and I was staying in a very, very simple room which I shared with a mungo, you know, these animals who fight with cobras. Is it mungo? Mongoose. And I used to chant in the early morning in that room, and after dark, after evening. But in the afternoon, I used to go down to the Yamuna and chant at the Yamuna. So the day before, there was a mad bull who had attacked a farmer and had broken the leg of the farmer, and there was the news of the village. Mad bull. I thought, well, maybe after a day they have caught him or so. I was not aware that there was danger. I was at the Yamuna, and then I saw at a distance a black bull coming my way. So better not move, because they are very fast. And then he came closer, he started to see me and become agitated. I was in his territory. Maybe he had a rendezvous with a cow there, and I sat at the wrong place, at the rendezvous place, maybe. So he began to dig up the earth, you know, do all the bull things which they do. And I knew, it was somehow an angel I could not escape. And I had read the day earlier in the Harinam Chintamani that Krishna is our only shelter, ashraya. So out of this emergency situation, I said, I won't get away from here. The bull has seen and smelled me, and he will now do, I don't know what he wants to do with me, but I better start chanting and calling out to Krishna. I started to chant like this, oh Krishna. Then I felt bad. I said, oh Krishna, I'm only coming when there is a raging bull. This is not very good. But anyways, maybe it's better late than never. I remember I chanted, the bull was still throwing up earth, but then a tractor came from the other side, from back, and he was driving past, and somehow the tractor diverted the attention of the bull, and the people on the tractor knew what to do. They were beating him on the nose, and that is very painful, and somehow there was no accident, and the bull went away, the tractor went away, and I stayed. And I said, thank you, Krishna, for sending this bull. Maybe we all need a bull to wake us up. Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, says on this subject, the holy name and the Lord are non-different. But those who lack knowledge of the relationship between the servant, that's you, and the object of service, that's the holy name, can't really cross material life and reach the platform of love for Krishna. It's important. And what this could mean practically in your chanting is,
that you also start to become serious about your chanting, two things I would say. One is you chant before deities or pictures and chant, address the Lord like this through His holy name. The second is you can do something which many serious devotees in our movement have done. They don't interrupt around when they chant. And the mobile phone comes, for instance, and they notice, my God, this is an important phone call of a friend. They just go to, I just finish at 2 minutes, I can call you back and finish the round. Or when they are walking or so, they say to a devotee, may I please finish this round? And you will see all Hare Krishna devotees respect that. It's socially okay. It's not, no one will think you are impolite when you do this. Yes. In Vrindavan Dham, there was once Lokanath Goswami chanting with his disciple Narottam. They were absorbed in chanting japa. And then a farmer came and said, came to Lokanath Maharaj and said, Baba, Jal, what do they say? Jal, they say in Bengal, Pani, water. He was thirsty, in other words, and he expected the Baba to give him, to Lokanatha, to give him a cup. And Lokanath Goswami was just continuing to chant. Then the farmer, you know how Brijvasis are, they're a little persistent. Baba, Bani. And then Narottam Das Thakur, who was standing next to the spirit master, got up because he wanted to give the farmer his cup of water, and then the farmer would be peaceful and everything would be all right. So he went to the well, got some water, gave it. The farmer drank the water and went his ways. And then Lokanath Goswami, after some time, ended his chanting and said, leave Vrindavan. Go immediately. Narottam was just freshly initiated. You are not qualified to stay in Vrindavan. You were doing Nam Seva. You were serving the Divine Couple by chanting the Holy Name. That's most important. That's most important. But you were just interrupting him. He could have taken water himself. He knows how to take water. He just wanted to, you know how the bridge buses are. They want attention. But they respected you if you say beautiful. You must go now. You are not qualified to stay in Vrindavan. And I think the way the story goes, Narottam cried so bitterly that Lokanath was only gave him a second chance. This is a very strong example, I know, but at least we can finish our round and not interrupt the discussion. How do you feel when you are with the most important person and someone else comes and says, hey, can I talk to you? You say, let me just finish this first talk, then I talk afterwards. This is a good way to begin to train yourself that the Holy Name is no different from Krishna. I would like to now request you for a little exercise. Please find a neighbor, turn to your neighbor. I have two questions for you, which you can please discuss with your neighbor. Please first find a neighbor. Thank you.
Maybe I need to say it. Neighbor means in Croatian.
Susan. 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 Please find Susan. Yes. So, nasi dragi baktas. Sluja. Slujati. Slujati. Two questions. Each one has to talk to the other the answer to this question. Okay? First question. What did I learn today about Sambandha? Second question. What experience did I make when I tried to chant in that session while making the connection to Krishna, relating to Krishna? So, who is partner A? Please decide. Who is partner A? Please, quick show of hands. Partner A. Alright, partner B will go first. So, partner B, answer to your partner, what did I learn about Sambandha today? Then your partner will tell you what he learned or she learned. Then, Dhruvi Pitanya, what experience did I make when I chanted, tried to chant with Sambandha? Kindly start now.
Thank you.
To the second question, we are ready. So, 2 more minutes to the second question. What experience did I have when I tried to chant the Samala? Okay?
Thank you.
not finished your talking, you can also do this outside of the seminar, obviously. I thank you all very, very much. Today we have a Vrindavan evening. We will invite Rinini Sutta Prabhu to share with us how it is like to live in Vrindavan, and we will have a interactive slideshow with kirtan and slides and talks. It should start after the Mangal on the evening party. I wanted to make this one a little announcement. Tomorrow, the time of this seminar has been shifted. It is not in the afternoon at the regular time, but it will be at another time.
11:45
sharp. And please do come here, and please already make a plan. I think Madhva Muni is going to tell us about it. Tomorrow is Ratha Yatra.
Yeah. Ah.